What is up, all you badass digital entrepreneurs? Thank you so much for joining me here today. This is the High Value Skills Podcast, and I am your host, Simon Parsons. I hope you've had an amazing start to this year. I know that I have had so much fun. It is just getting going, and I am so pumped for what is to come. I don't know if you ever get this feeling where you leave work or whatever you're doing, and you are absolutely exhausted, but so fulfilled. You've packed your day. You've been in flow. That's how I've been feeling the last several days, or actually since the beginning of the year. And we're only 2 weeks in, right? I feel so amazing. I feel so freaking dialed in, so on point. And although a lot of the reason for that is some of the stuff that I was sharing with you over the last couple of episodes about creating a sphere and getting rid of everything that doesn't serve you, and doubling down all that does, creating space for what doesn't serve you and opening up space for what does. So that's been the theme of this year. And with that, I have some news for you, and hopefully you won't be sad when you hear this news, but I'm actually going to be taking a sabbatical. I'm going to be taking a break from posting on this podcast for a while. And I'm going to explain more about why that is in just a minute, but there's a very important, powerful lesson in this. So please don't tune out. I'll explain everything to you in just a few minutes, but I want you to really absorb some of the lessons of what I'm going to be sharing with you today. So 20 years ago, I started listening to a guy named Robert Kiyosaki. If that name isn't familiar to you, he is the author of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which has become a very successful franchise. And I love Robert Kiyosaki because he has a very out-of-the-box way of looking at things. And I've been listening to him for a couple of decades now, and it's interesting because some of the concepts he would teach me about business and how to think like an entrepreneur, some of the stuff that I've actually shared here on this podcast, like the six different money mindsets, a lot of that was inspired by Robert Kiyosaki. And it's interesting because I remember 20 years ago, I'd be listening to him and some of the concepts he would talk about would make so much sense, but it took a long time for them to actually sink in and a long time for me to actually implement some of those. And now it seems like I'm having business opportunities after business opportunities come at me. And I believe that comes from acquiring these high value skills that we talk about here on this show. The more that you develop these high value skills, the more that you will actually attract opportunity and abundant financial abundance, right? And so it's interesting looking back to see how this journey has been unfolding for me and what is to come in the future, because I believe that is going to happen with you as well. So one thing that Robert Kiyosaki used to say 20 years ago that used to scare the shit out of me is he would say that the average business fails, or maybe it was more like 9 out of 10 businesses fail after the first 5 years, and then 9 out of those businesses fail after the next 5 years. And so he talked about how hard it was to be a business owner and how rare it was to continue on with a business. And that used to scare me because I was like, why would anyone want to start a business if the failure rate is so high? But the answer that Rob Kiyosaki had was a true entrepreneur would be willing to start 10 businesses so that one of those businesses was guaranteed to succeed. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. But still, that freaked me out too. I didn't want to have to start 10 businesses to have one of them succeed. But looking back over the last 20 years, I've started at least 10 businesses. And right now I have two of them that are succeeding, and it's so fascinating to look back at this journey because what I realize is they aren't individual businesses. You become an entrepreneur, and those are just stages of entrepreneurship. When one door closes, another one opens up. And I had a really big failure in 2013. My first major online business had failed, and I had gotten into a lot of debt, and I was just like, I didn't know what to do. I did not want to join the corporate world, and I was really freaked out by doing that, but I couldn't keep my business afloat, and I tried everything that I could think of to make that happen, and at the end of the day, I couldn't do it, and so what I ended up doing was getting a job. I searched on Google, what's the best place to work, or what are the top places to work? And I found an article from Forbes magazine that showed the top 100 places to work in the United States. And the number one at the time was Google. And then there was the number three on that list was here in Salt Lake City, Utah. So I thought, well, why don't I start with that one and try to get a job there and work my way down. But somehow I applied at this company in sales too. So sales can be very lucrative, but I was not a salesperson, right? Or at least I didn't think I was. I thought you had to be all high pressure and be like the guys on Wolf of Wall Street if you wanted to succeed in sales. But I was just like, I don't want to get into sales, but this looks like a really good opportunity. I applied and I did 6 or 7 interviews and luckily they let me in. And it turned out to be a really good fit for me because I found out that you don't need to be like the Wolf of Wall Street to sell. If you go back to October, November, I talked a lot about sales strategy, right? And if you know me personally, or if you've engaged with me on social media quite a bit, you'll realize that I'm not pushy. I'm not salesy. I'm not high pressure. I'm very low key. And that's served me very well. So anyways, that's been the course of business. And my most recent businesses came due to COVID because being in healthcare sales, hospitals had shut down during COVID for several months and my pipeline completely dried up. And so I needed to have a backup plan. And at that time I was posting on LinkedIn and I started getting a lot of traction, getting some inbound coaching clients. I was, of course, I'm really into mindset. So I started onboarding some mindset coaching clients. And then that started things off. And then people wanted to know about LinkedIn. And so I started teaching other coaches about LinkedIn. Then I started learning about online course building. And then that was an opportunity for me to launch my first group program and online course. And then that allowed me to be in bigger, it allowed me to teach in the masterminds and groups of other big influencers, but it basically opened up a bunch of doors. So meanwhile, as I get more and more into mindset and thinking about how we have these paradigms that we create, meaning we have an image of something in our mind, right? This could be like time or money or losing a job or whatever. And we create these boxes around it that hold us back. And I call that a construct, right? And I'm looking back at my entrepreneurial journey and realizing that there are no individual businesses that I've started. This is just one ongoing journey where one door may seem like it shuts, right? That could be a business failing, but really it's opening up the door to something else. So when my big online business crashed in 2013, what that did is I thought it was the end of me. I thought I was going to go to, it felt like going to prison, right? I have to go get a corporate job. But what really happened is all the skills that I learned from that online business transferred over into sales and made me highly successful at sales. And then COVID hit and I had to figure out how to build another online business and start coaching, making money in that way. And the stuff that I learned from sales made that so easy, right? And so this has been quite an interesting journey and evolution for me. And this is why I'm so excited for you. But here's where I'm going with this. First of all, Alex Hormozi calls this the endless game. There's no end game, right? And I talk a lot on this podcast about the journey being the true reward. When we focus too much on the outcomes, we miss out on the journey and the skills that we are cultivating, which is the true reward. I talk about that often. And that's really hitting home to me right now. And also you've heard me talk about creating some boundaries and stepping away from certain things and how sometimes boundaries aren't because you're getting away from something that is negative or takes away from you. Sometimes it's positive, right? Sometimes there can be a lot of opportunities. I call these shiny objects, right? When you start getting more prolific at your skill set, you'll have opportunities. And the tough thing for a lot of people who are getting really good at their skill set is to hold their boundaries of where they want to go and discard some of these opportunities that come up that sound really good that you may have taken before. That's where I am at right now, is at another transition, another door opening. And why I need to step away from my podcast for a little bit is because here's the thing is over the last 3 years, okay, I had to figure out something as a backup plan because COVID shut down hospitals for 3 months, leaving me incredibly exposed financially. And so I started to build a coaching business. And here's what's interesting is learning about digital marketing, learning about email marketing, learning about content marketing, course creation, marketing funnels, podcasting, presenting in front of groups, coaching one-on-one or group coaching, user-generated content. Okay, those are some of the skills that I've acquired over the last 3 years. And I absolutely geeked out. And I love it because when I get into something, I completely nerd out. AI is another one that I'm really getting highly interested in right now. Okay, so those are the skills that I've cultivated over the last years. Here's what's crazy, though, and why I'm talking about how things flow into each other. But before, in sales, I've always been, I'd say, top maybe 5% in a $2 billion sales organization. But what I've realized is, and it took a bit for me to see this, but all those skills that I just listed off, I'm going to say them again, because I have episodes here about this, and I want you to dive deeper into those. But digital marketing, email marketing, content marketing, course creation, marketing funnels, podcasting, coaching and group coaching, presenting, user-generated content, and artificial intelligence, that's a pretty good skill stack. But what I didn't understand or what I didn't see right away is how would all those skills fit into a corporate or sales, or I guess a corporate sales environment? If I was top 10% or top 5% without those skills, what would happen if I could use those? And it was so weird because the last couple of years, I haven't been able to get that quite in focus, but I'm seeing it now. And that's part of the reason why I'm so pumped up at the beginning of this year, is I can see how all the dots are now connecting for me. And so what that means is I do need to take a break from this podcast, because the question in my head is, what would happen if I took this beautiful skill set of mostly, I didn't even list sales in there, because sales, that was in my wheelhouse before. But what if I combine all those together in a corporate environment to see what is possible? So I'm going to step away from this podcast for a bit. I may pop in and drop a couple episodes here and there, but really the whole goal for me is to free up some bandwidth to really take things to the highest possible level. One thing, you hear this from people like David Goggins, they're on a search to see what they're made of, right? That's where you can really master your craft, is if you get away from the outcomes and you start to move into, who am I at my core? What am I made of? What is possible for me? And it's a journey to find out who you are at your core. And it's such a beautiful process. So anyways, that's where I'm at right now, is I need to take some time away from this podcast. And I hope you're not disappointed by that. But here's the thing, is I'm going to be continuing on with my digital entrepreneur newsletter, right? So I will be giving coaching sessions just like I do with the podcast through my email list. So if you're not on there, I would love for you to join that. And also, if I'm going to leave all these episodes up, right? And I'm going to be expressing myself creatively in some different ways over the next year. So we'll see what comes, but I'm just letting this journey unfold, this endless game unfold so beautifully the way it naturally does. And I'm excited to see what can happen from this. So anyways, I'm going to wrap up this episode. I am on sabbatical. I am on leave. I'm taking a break from this podcast for a little bit. You are free to jam out on any of the episodes. I'm not going to take anything down, and maybe dropping here in the future. I'm just not going to be holding a commitment. I'm freeing myself up to go fully in on my next big thing. All right, my friends. That is it. Make sure you check the show notes and get on my digital entrepreneur newsletter, where I can still be providing value to you in these areas. Thanks so much.